Nolte, Kamala Harris's Hope and Joy v. Boarded Up Businesses in Chaos. By John Nolte on August 19, 2024. Democrats can't govern to save their own lives, or cities. But one thing they are very good at, with the help of billions and billions of dollars in corporate media propaganda, is fabricating an alternate reality. Reality is this: wherever Democrats go, chaos follows. We've seen it in Baltimore, Ferguson, Los Angeles, San Francisco, New York City, Oakland, etc., etc., and now that the entire Democrat elite and their palace guards in the fake media have landed in Chicago, a city already bucking under the horrors of decades of one-party rule, Democrats, the Windy City is preparing for hurricane-level chaos and destruction. Justifiably fearing mass riots, Chicago-area businesses have already ponied up to board up their windows. The expense is not only in the cost of plywood and labor but in lost business, especially in the Loop and downtown, where window shopping is what it's all about. Watch, more businesses in Chicago begin to board up before DNC. And it is not right-wingers worried about violence. It is elected Democrats. In fact, Democrats are so worried about chaos that they are building walls to protect themselves as they deny walls to protect the American people from millions and millions of illegal aliens. Even if there is no violence or vandalism in Chicago, which is unlikely, the disruption from all the grotesque weirdos protesting, these chicos who follow elected Democrats around like a stink, will interfere with everyday business, snarl traffic, and keep people away. Normal people do not want to be exposed to marching abortion pills, or neo-Nazis marching against Israel, or the freak show of offering free baby killing and vasectomies, and heaven spare the children if the transsexuals show up. The undercurrent of all these protests, of course, is the hostility and constant fear of violence from these protesters. This is not how America is supposed to work. In a normal country with a normal Democratic Party, the Democratic National Committee's nominating convention should mean boom times for the host city. Sure, the local hotels will do okay, but the streets should be filled with thousands of normal people eager to venture into the Loop and downtown to shop, dine, dance, and drink. Instead, those areas now look like the zombie apocalypse is about to hit, which isn't far from the truth. The Republican convention had none of these problems. Why? Watch, pro-Palestinian protesters try to obstruct pro-Israel counter-protesters at DNC in Chicago. Because these creeps, freaks, groomers, thugs, perverts, anti-Semites, and neo-Nazis know Republicans will not tolerate or do any kind of business with them. It's a waste of time to protest a group of people you cannot influence. This plague marches on the Democrats for the opposite reason. All of these creeps, freaks, groomers, thugs, perverts, anti-Semites, and neo-Nazis know Democrats are sympathetic to their wretched causes and therefore capable of being persuaded and swayed. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.